Hello, I am Anne Mbogua with the Community Roundtable. I hope you enjoy this conversation, our lessons from the Community Manager Handbook Series.
So hi, Janet. If you would like to briefly describe yourself or introduce your background, what you do, how many years you've worked in community, and the kind of community that you work for.
Sure. So I'm Janet Stiles, Senior Director of Member Engagement for the AAMC, the Association of American Medical Colleges. I've been at AAMC for a little over 8 years, but I've been in the association space my whole career. So I'm a membership person from the beginning. We have an external community. Communities were really taking off prior to me coming to AAMC. And so at my old organization, we had migrated from listservs and had launched some communities. So I was kind of familiar with the space when I came to AAMC, but really have gotten more involved since I've been at AAMC.
Thanks for sharing that. So if you would briefly describe your background around executive support, you know, share your story so we can learn a few lessons and some of the challenges. So let's go with briefly describing your experience.
Sure. Like I said, when I came to AAMC, you know, I had been at a small association before coming to AAMC, and just a little background. AAMC is a very large organization. We run the MCAT, we run the application to medical school, we run the application to residency. So we have hundreds of thousands of prospective physicians coming to AAMC. I'm on the other side, right? I'm on the on the side where it's our member institutions, medical schools, teaching hospitals, and the people who work at those institutions, and a lot of senior leaders. And so when I came to AAMC, I was really excited to see what the organization was doing. They're a very mature organization. I thought, oh, wow, they're going to have this great program for community.
Right.
And I got here and I started asking around, and they're like, oh, we tried that. It didn't work. Like, what do you mean it didn't work? How's that possible? And so checked around a little bit more. You know, it wasn't in my portfolio. Kind of started talking to people and trying to understand what had happened, tried to learn what had gone wrong, because they did have a community. They had tried it. It had gone wrong, and they shut it down. And so then what I discovered was that they really, everybody was kind of doing their own thing. So we had like five different software platforms, different people running different things, different audiences participating on those different platforms. And that for me was like kind of the aha of like, we need to fix this. Like, this is not a good customer experience. This is not organized. Some of these technology platforms were not good at all. And they were in a lot of ways just really sort of stood up to meet very niche needs. And so I kind of started that conversation, you know, with my boss and with other senior leaders in digital communications and in IT, because it's really kind of, we're a large organization, 800 employees.
Right.
So this, we've got this going on all over the organization. We really need to get coordinated. And so that's kind of where the conversation started. And then, gosh, probably in 2017, I got introduced to the Community Roundtable, and I thought, I'm like, we need help. We needed somebody who was experienced. And I was very impressed with the CR's data and exposure across lots of different types of communities, large organizations, small organizations. And I thought, we don't have any experience here. We really need some help.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm glad that, you know, in the process of you trying to figure this thing out, you came across the CR and were able to sort of begin the process of figuring it out, right? So what you did talk about a few challenges there, which I heard in terms of, you know, software and it being disorganized. What are some of the things that you faced within the community itself?
Well, I'll say, you know, one thing that because we had things happening on all these different platforms, mm-hmm. there wasn't a centralized strategy.
Okay.
And what was helpful for me at the time was that we had a survey effort going on mm-hmm. About our website. And right. The vendor who did that survey of our customers, one thing they brought back was that our constituents, they were interested in virtual community. Mm-hmm. And what they were saying was they kind of wanted WANC to get out of the way. Like they wanted to be able to talk to each other.
Right.
And so what was helpful for me was to have that data, right, mm-hmm. from that survey effort. And I said, our customers are saying they want to be able to talk to each other. And at the same time, part of that research was saying, you know, again, WANC is a large organization,
right.
And one of the findings was that we as an organization really need to position ourselves as a part. We wanted to be this. Like, I don't think we thought we were being a bottleneck.
Right.
But we kind of were looking like that we were sort of an authority figure instead of a partner. Mm-hmm. And so hearing that and that evidence from that survey work, plus hearing that people wanted to be able to talk to each other and how can WANC be a connector instead of, I think people, instead of being this reviewer or authority figure, that was helpful for me to take that back up to leadership and say, we've got data that says folks want this. And mm-hmm. I think community could enable that.
Which is great. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you were able the timing of that was good.
Right. You were able to show value, to leadership as to why, you know, you should be the connectors, right? And what was important mm-hmm. about that. That's really yeah. great. So what yeah. would be some of the lessons that you said in the process that you have learned? Now, looking back, what would be some of those lessons that you have learned?
One thing for me was, I think I felt it, but I didn't quite have the language for what was going on. And I have mm-hmm. a colleague who said, Janet, we have no culture here for this. And I thought, oh, wow. Like that's, that's actually a really like concise and accurate statement. I was really the only person that I was able to identify at the organization who had stood up community someplace else. Mm-hmm. And so we had people who were interested, but they didn't have any practical experience. And so that statement of we didn't have a culture,
right,
kind of became our problem statement, right? We didn't have right. this culture of employees didn't know how to do this. And so again, the timing worked out well was that, you know, we got connected with the CR and just slowly started, got executive sponsorship to work with the CR, to mm-hmm. do some workshops with them. And we identified a small group of folks. We had our core team, which was, you know, it was me and a couple other volunteers
right.
working on this.
Right.
And then we identified a couple of folks across the organization who were willing to be community managers. They mm-hmm. had a need. They either they were on a different platform or in some cases they were really just kind of emailing their audience.
Right.
And so identified this group of original, we call them the pioneers, right? Yeah. And they kind of worked through this with us and you know, really helped us. We kind of rolled up our sleeves and did it together. Mm-hmm. And I always laugh because I had some, you know, several months, maybe a year or so later, one of those original people said, gosh, I wish I had, you know, we eventually from all that work created a guidebook and documentation
right.
and intake forms and guidelines. And we've created a lot of deliverables from those original pilot and pioneer groups.
Right.
And someone had said, gosh, I really wish I had had all this when I was going through it.
Right.
And I think we're, you know, again, it's still our problem statement is trying to build this culture mm-hmm. Of we've said, again, because we're a large organization, we're right. The core team's never going to be the managers of these smaller communities. Mm-hmm. Don't have the subject matter expertise.
Right.
So it's our job to kind of set the guidelines and to advocate for the community up to our senior leadership. And then it's our job to help teach the subject matter experts to become community managers right. and bring them together. And so they share and learn from each other. And so there's been a lot of lessons, but I think that we recognizing that we had no culture,
right.
I think was really, it was very eye-opening.
Mm. Yeah. I'm trying to think about, so let's say we have a new community manager, they've just started on with the new community. What would be your advice to them now, having learned those lessons and faced those challenges?
A new community manager at WMC?
Let's say, yeah, let's give that as an example.
Oh, yeah. They would a new community manager today mm-hmm. has a lot of structure compared to when we haven't been at this for very long,
right.
3 years, I guess. But there's a lot more structure. There's a lot more resources.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've gotten good at, I think, is even that very first step, like when someone says, I'm interested in standing up a community,
mm-hmm.
they, answer these questions, and then we have a dialogue with them. And one of the things they have to come to the table with is being able to have a community manager. And we talk about what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And then we say, okay, you've identified this person. This person has to go through our training. This person
right.
has to, there's a lot of homework. There's a lot of homework up front before, the technology piece is actually the easy piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's planning. It's the getting ready. There's a lot of work, and community managers know that. There's a lot of work behind the scenes to get ready to launch. And then once you launch, what are your metrics for success?
Right.
And so we're a lot more mature today than we were just a couple of years ago.
I
think new community managers have a lot of resources that if they were coming in today, they've got definitely a leg up. I think the other thing that we have started, and it's grown, and I think we're really getting a rhythm. Mm-hmm. Pandemic. We had plans, and then the pandemic happened, and
right.
we had to pivot. And so, our original thought was that we would get folks together quarterly,
mm-hmm.
and who were community managers around our company, and have them come together, and maybe do a day workshop.
Right.
Well, because of the pandemic, we said, okay, we can't get together in person, and let's come up with a different approach. And so we started something called the Community Lab,
mm-hmm.
and it's really a chance for community managers. We've tried to figure out the cadence. We were doing once a week. Now we're
right.
now we're down to twice a month. And we pick a topic, and the group comes together and they talk about that topic, right? We introduce the topic at the beginning of the month. Folks go and focus on that throughout the month. We come back at the end of the month and people share how they're doing and, lessons learned. And it's taken a little bit of time,
mm-hmm.
but what I'm seeing is that there's a lot of connections happening. And, somebody who's maybe a little more experienced as a community manager shares an idea with somebody who's newer, or someone has a great editorial calendar,
mm-hmm.
Or a new onboarding practice, and then they can share that with everybody else. And so it's that building that culture, mm-hmm. and we're starting to see some neat things, connections and relationships take place.
And I can see, hearing from what you're saying, that support has been really vital, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I think in some ways I'm kind of the daily executive sponsor.
Yeah.
But there's a layer of senior leadership above me. And so, you know, for a very long time, I've kind of been that, that voice to that senior leadership team about like why you should be investing in this, what the value is, how, you know, kind of coming way back to those early days when we have that customer research that says, you were WMT, you look, you don't look like you're helping us connect with each other. You're looking like a bottleneck. And so, you know, really bringing it back to that and saying, hey, have by sponsoring community, the WMC is investing in building these connections for our constituents.
Oh, thank you for sharing. That's that's wonderful, because it really is hard sometimes to be able to share and show that value as to why it is important, right? So, you know, so then I go to this question, what would you do differently now, having looked at, you know, your brief description of, you know, how things have gone and the lessons you've learned and the things that you have implemented? If you were to do it a second time around, what would you do differently?
that's kind of a tough one.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, we have learned a lot along the way. You know, I think a couple of our lessons learned were we in the very beginning, I'm not sure we vetted, we didn't have the skill set to vet the people coming, the volunteers, or the people who are being voluntold to come forward, and we had, you know, some people saying, oh, I really want X audience to have a community. And we didn't really have the skill set at the time to say, well, let's talk through that. Let's see if that would be, you know, how valuable that would be, or do you have the resource? We didn't really have that language or a even a rubric to make that decision. And so we were like, okay, we'll stand up a community for you. And a couple of those didn't go well. And in fact, you know, again, lesson learned was it, you know, it was a community, private community for a very busy audience, and they didn't have time to participate. And we and it really wasn't the right channel for what they needed at the time. However, our colleague, someone thought that it was. And so that was definitely, that is a lesson learned now that I think we're more mature in our ability to talk people through what's needed and talk people through the reality of being a community manager. And we now have exercises for understanding the audience. You know, we also had somebody come forward and say, oh, we want this group. We want a community for this niche group over here. And as we started going, you know, we spent a lot of time with them. And as we went through more exercises with them, they pivoted and said, oh, actually, you know, maybe this isn't really the right audience. I think it's a slightly different audience. Okay, let's look at that new audience. And so again, those were sort of our lessons learned. We know them now. So I think if, you know, anyone who's coming through the process today is experiencing a much more mature operation. I think the other thing too, that I guess in the very, very beginning, like I was personally very familiar with community and the power of community. And I think, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to bring Community Roundtable into the organization and run some workshops. But when I look back, I really think I should have had that team present to our senior, truly to our senior leadership team, because sometimes I think you need an outside voice telling that story to, or reinforcing that story, because I think in some cases it looked, you know, it was us, it was the internal team advocating for and we did, but you know, we just had to go over and over and over. And I think sometimes, you know, if we had had maybe that presentation to the entire senior leadership team really early on, I think that may have helped reinforce the message and understanding the investment that they were making.
Right.
We did it over time, but I think if I could have moved it around a little bit, I think I would have done that earlier.
Right.
Really in the process.
Oh, thank you for sharing. I really do appreciate that, Janet. So I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to end with this question, actually. Okay. What inspires you about your community?
Oh my gosh, there's so there's so much. Well, I'll start with our staff. Like we now have our core team is still in place. We've been able to expand our core team. We recently hired a new manager. She's fantastic. So the core team has a lot of energy around seeing this being a value and success to the organization.
Right.
And then we've been able to train and work with all these subject matter experts who are now community managers, and they are really passionate about supporting their audience and how they can use the community to augment their work, change their work, bring people together.
Right.
And I'm seeing some really, you know, really interesting, exciting connections happening with our community members. So, for example, a couple of months ago, so one of our groups is medical educators.
Right.
And somebody raised up an issue. And then there was this whole kind of chatter around like, yeah, I'm having that same problem. And how do you define this? And how do you, and this would have never happened if this was a conversation over email or with one or two people. And so somebody finally said from our staff from WMC says, oh, let me take that issue over to this other department, not even this department,
right?
That over here, they're going to work on it. Thanks for raising it up. And it was kind of like a crowdsourced problem that we as staff would have never recognized that it was a pain point for so many people had we not had the community. And then most recently, so we have an annual meeting and, you know, there's always a call for abstracts or call for papers and things like that and presentations. And most recently there was, I think it was in that same audience that someone said, hey, does anybody want to work with me on a submission? And it was just like all these folks saying, yeah, let's work together. I'd be happy to, you know, pitch in. And it was a lot of people wanting to like work together, share, put their presentations together. And I thought that's the power of community. That's the stuff that we can't do through email. We can't do that on our website. We had another example too, where we have a group that are communications folks and at our medical schools. And someone says, hey, how have you managed your, so match day is the day that medical students find out where they're going to residency. And there's usually a big, you know, presentation and celebration. And that happens every year, right? And so typically that's all done by hey, you know, how did you do this? And it's all over email and it's back and forth with our staff. And last year, the community was there, was available for them.
Right.
Lots of people posted their resources. We were able to document, our staff was able to document the time saved and the connections made by having that conversation in the community.
Right.
And now this year, when match day is about to come up, now there's a whole library of resources for people to go look for.
Right.
And so that's kind of another story that our staff is trying to say, that like the community is, because it's now available, it's allowing our constituents to connect with each other, but it's also saving them time. It's saving us time.
Right.
It's allowing them to reference libraries of shared resources. And that's just stuff we couldn't do before the community was here. So I just think we've got lots of those examples coming, more examples coming.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story, Janet. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this episode. of lessons from the new Community Manager Handbook. If you'd like to download your own copy of the new Community Manager Handbook, visit www.communityroundtable.com.